Dr. Ken Levin. I am the medical stroke director at the Valley Hospital and also work as a partner in Neurology Group of Bergen County in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
People were getting pretty upset when they heard about Luke Perry's stroke. It scared a lot of people. This is very basic, but can we review what actually happens in the body when we have a stroke?
Sure. A stroke can be two different types, basically. One is called an ischemic stroke, where a blood vessel will become blocked and not enough oxygen will reach the brain, and subsequently brain cells will die. The other type of stroke is called hemorrhagic stroke, which is typically bleeding into the brain either from consequences of high blood pressure or perhaps a ruptured aneurysm or arteriovenous malformation in the brain.
So just because somebody looks on the outside like they're very healthy and lean, like Luke Perry did, it doesn't necessarily mean that they aren't candidates for a stroke.
That's correct. Many people have silent diseases such as hypertension where there's no warning signs. And many people, particularly even younger patients, are unaware that they might have other risk factors, including the hypertension or high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes. Some of them have obesity or are very inactive, and they don't realize this has consequences on having an increased risk of stroke.
Are strokes often fatal?
They can be fatal, yes. Probably the hemorrhagic strokes, about a third to a half of strokes can be fatal, particularly if left untreated. Ischemic strokes, less than that, but certainly carry a morbidity anywhere from 15 to 20%.
So you mentioned some of the ways that you can prevent a stroke. I guess it's important to say you should really stay on top of your health.
That's correct. I've been doing this since the mid-80s, and my recommendations are the same. The easiest way to treat a stroke is to prevent it from happening in the first place. So having a good exercise regimen, healthy weight, a low-fat diet, high in fruits and vegetables, whole grains, avoiding excessive alcohol, not using illicit drugs, and quitting smoking. Probably the most potent risk factors that we see still are hypertension and smoking. So most of the risk factors are modifiable. The only things that we cannot modify are basically the aging process that increases with age. For every decade past 55, your stroke chances double. And male sex, as you get older, that carries a higher risk, family history and previous history of stroke. But everything else basically is modifiable.
I was going to ask you about how we can genetically be in danger of a stroke. If somebody in our immediate family had a stroke, does that increase our likelihood of getting a stroke?
Yes, it can. Again, the genetic factor is built into the risk factor profile, and probably most patients are not going to undo the genes that they were born with, not quite yet. We don't have any genetic intervention per se. However, I think it should heighten their level of awareness of other risk factors that can potentially cause it. So good yearly physicals to concentrate on making sure they don't have carotid disease, the major arteries that go up into the brain that travel through the neck. That's a risk factor. Atrial fibrillation is another risk factor. Many people are unaware that they have a heart arrhythmia that puts them at fivefold risk for having stroke from clots. And these are all preventable if discovered ahead of time. Certain heart disease that involves the heart valves or holes in the heart can also predispose one to having stroke. And many people don't know about this until they become evaluated either after a stroke or if they go for a yearly physical and something is heard or seen on examination.
Can we go over the signs of if a person is having a stroke?
We use a little chart in the emergency room called FAST, F-A-S-T, yes. Face, arm, and then the time element as well as speech element. So any unilateral symptom, weakness or numbness of the arms or legs or the face would be an indication of a possible stroke. Severe headache certainly would be one. Speech, a derangement of language, in other words, inability to express oneself or understand language, all of a sudden not being able to speak, those are signs of stroke as well.
Are there certain things, doctor, that could be done to minimize the effects when you are having a stroke? I guess getting them medical attention would be the number one thing to do.
Right. If you're having one of those symptoms that we discussed,
yes.
Unilateral
mm-hmm.
weakness, numbness, vision change, language dysfunction, dial 911. That's your fastest entry into the medical system that would get you the attention to treat acute stroke. The faster you go, the better the outcomes are. So intravenous thrombolytic therapy such as TPA is administered up through 4.5 hours. And we now enjoy the technology of doing neurovascular intervention where one of our specialists can go in with a catheter and actually remove the clot. And that can be done up through 16 and even 24 hours, depending on the type of presentation. If you don't go to the hospital, we can't discover these things, and the patient then won't have the availability of that treatment.
I've heard about those stroke mobiles, too. Do you have any near you?
The mobile stroke units are
yes.
In Texas and California and New York City. Mm-hmm. We do not, because we have such an excellent emergency
yes.
Medic system where mm-hmm. we have ambulances that bring patients and identify them, the so-called scoop and run, immediately to our ER. So because they get here so quickly, we do not have that.
Well, they're so expensive. I heard that they were $1 million per vehicle.
Oh, more. It's
oh, wow.
It has to be manned by a physician or medical staff, has a CT built right in, a laboratory built in, and the capability to send the actual imaging to the emergency room for somebody to interpret. Again, not a bad idea, but it's unique for certain situations.
Yeah. Dr. Levin, you've been fantastic with explaining this. Anything else you want to mention before I let you go?
No, I think the most important thing is, again, beware of potential risk factors. All the rules of good health apply. And please see your doctor every year to screen for some of these risk factors, which may prevent having a stroke or worse. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay.
You were fabulous.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Pat.